This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about autism and navigating school. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Sometimes the most challenging part about school is fitting in, finding friends, and avoiding being teased or bullied. Rebecca Kaplan remembers this experience all too well. She was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder as a kid. She's a comedian now, but as a child, she was quiet, too timid to even raise her hand in class, even though she often knew the answer. One reason why Rebecca stood out was because of the way she dressed. Like many people on the spectrum, she has sensory issues, and certain fabrics or textures can really make her skin crawl. So Rebecca would only wear velour pants to school every day. Comfy, soft, and baggy, but nothing at all like the fashionable juicy couture velour pants from the early 2000s.
These were more like grandma style pants. If you've seen what kind of like older ladies were wearing, like the kind of track suits made of velour, like this was more like that.
Rebecca's velour pants attracted the attention of her peers, and not in a good way.
You know, when I was in sixth grade, I was very unself-conscious of how I was presenting to the world. But around the time I was going into seventh grade, I kind of like learned self-consciousness. I had a friend at school and she had never visited my house before, and she came over to do a school project. And when she saw my parents' house, she was just shocked that it was like a nice house. She said, "Rebecca, everyone at school thinks you're poor, but you're not poor. You just dress like crap." It was kind of like a wake-up call, like, other kids think that it makes more sense that I literally can't afford other clothes than that I would be actually choosing to wake up every day and put these pants on. And I never tried to tell other kids that I wanted to wear these pants for sensory issues. Like, that wasn't like a conversation that people were having. When kids are making fun of you or like bullying you, you're not gonna like pipe up like, "Hey, there's actually a reason why I'm doing this thing," you know? But I was going to this sleepaway summer camp and they sent out a mandatory packing list. And one of the things on the list was bring a pair of jeans.
At the time, Rebecca had two friends in her neighborhood, Jenny and Emily. And Emily especially seemed knowledgeable when it came to fashion. So Rebecca asked her for help.
And she was so excited. You know, she was like, "Yes, like, please, let's go get you some jeans." It was really overwhelming kind of walking into American Eagle and just seeing walls covered in jeans. Different styles, different cuts. I just felt dread just thinking about like doing this. I'm going to put this disgusting fabric on my body. But, you know, I was trying to like amp myself up a little bit. I mean, my friend Emily kept saying, "Look, if you wear the wrong thing, people aren't gonna talk to you on the first day, and then you're not gonna make friends, and then you're just gonna be totally isolated." So I went into a dressing room and I just felt this overwhelming sense of like tightness. My skin was crawling with like how gross and scratchy it felt. This fabric is really like trapping your leg basically from your waist down to your ankle. I called out like across the door like, "Hey, these don't fit." And she was just totally incredulous. She was like, "They should fit you. Like, there's no way that they don't. Like, just try harder." You know, she was like, "They're supposed to be tight." And I felt like pretty annoyed at that. But, you know, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, "These kind of do actually look good." So once I had the jeans and had a kind of like tighter shirt, Emily and Jenny were like, "We have to show you how to do your hair and makeup." So we were at a sleepover, and the entire process of putting on makeup was just kind of this sensory torture. Like, I think eyeliner was definitely the worst part of it. They were showing me, like, okay, like, you take this stick and you're supposed to kind of, like, jam it as far into your waterline as you can. And I was doing it, and I was just like, this really hurts. Like, are you sure that this is safe to do? And they were like, yeah, like, just trust us. Like, this is totally safe, and it's where you're supposed to do it, you know? And, I mean, my friend Emily kept saying over and over again, beauty is pain. Like, the first time I heard that, I was like, that's really bad. Like, you shouldn't have to hurt yourself for any reason. But when I looked at myself in the mirror, like, after they were done with everything, I was just kind of, like, blown away by how normal I look. So I really, like, tested this kind of new look out when I was at summer camp. It felt like an opportunity to do that among people who didn't know me already. I can pretend to be somebody who's more confident than I actually am. It's kind of like wearing a Halloween costume. You're like, I'm pretending to be a witch, or I'm pretending to be like a dog or something.
Usually, Rebecca had trouble interacting with other people, but at camp, she just pretended that wasn't the case. She participated in classes and activities.
And I was making friends and talking to the other kids at the camp. People were being like, oh, like, Rebecca's like the funny girl, you know? Like, people knew who I was, and they weren't saying that I was weird, you know? Like, they were starting to recognize, like, my actual personality. So the camp ended every year with a little dance, just like a goodbye dance thing. And this boy who was in my improv class came up to me, and he was like, do you want to dance? And I was just, like, totally stunned, and I was just, like, kind of rapid-fire thinking, like, is this a joke? Like, he doesn't mean this. And it kind of, like, dawned on me, like, he's not joking. Like, he thinks I'm cute, and he wants to dance with me. And, like, dancing with him felt better than all of the other stuff felt bad. I was just like, okay, like, I guess this was all worth it.
When camp and summer were over, Rebecca started high school. She had a couple of pairs of jeans at this point, and her friend Emily gave her a pep talk before the first day. Rebecca had no issue making friends. She sat with them during her lunch period. Then she noticed another girl at the table.
She was wearing a cat ear headband, and nobody was bothering her about it. Nobody was, like, calling her dumb or anything. And I was really, like, struck by that.
The next day, Rebecca wore cat ears to school and head-to-toe leopard print.
Just dressed like a cat, basically. People commented on it, but it wasn't in such a negative way. They were just kind of like, oh, like, you're dressed like a cat. Like, okay.
Rebecca was relieved. She realized that maybe her friends, Emily and Jenny, had been wrong, and she could wear whatever she wanted without scrutiny from her peers. But when the third day of school came around, Rebecca changed her mind, and she put on her blue jeans.
I just kind of had this sense of, like, I'm already standing out enough. It's like, whatever I do, I'm always going to stand out as being a little bit, like, odd or a little bit different than everyone else. And I was just kind of like, I don't want this extra layer of attention on me, of, like, dressing differently and also behaving, like, not quite right. Like, I don't know, I guess with autism spectrum disorder, I kind of feel like no matter how hard I try, there's this invisible sense of, like, that other people have of, that's not quite right. Or, like, you know, like, she's not doing this, like, quite the correct way. Even if you can't, like, put your finger on exactly what it is. And I didn't want to be any more different from everyone else than I had to be.
Rebecca Kaplan is a comedian and she lives in New York City. She stopped wearing jeans a few years ago, but she says she doesn't regret giving them a try in high school. Her story was produced by Nicole Curry.